Free Talk Live. It is your show, and you can take control of the airwaves via the toll-free number. That's 1-800-259-9231. Again, 800-259-9231. Tis the Thursday edition as we kick off hour number one. It's Ian here with you.
And Mark.
And you can join us on our website at freetalklive.com, where everything is totally free. Again, that is freetalklive.com. Lots to talk about tonight, but we start things out with your calls, since, well, you're on the line. At least Mike in Illinois is on the amplifier line. Hello, Mike.
Hey, guys. How you doing tonight?
Good, sir. What's on your mind?
I wanted to share a little kind of libertarian success story that I've had regarding this whole Grand Theft Auto controversy that's going on.
Yes, the video game that's inspiring millions of youths to kill their parents and police officers.
What I've done is I use that as a segue into getting into a conversation about the drug war. Like, the other day I was talking with a guy who was, he thinks these games should be banned and all that, and he came up pretty strong, so I didn't go right at him from a libertarian standpoint. But what I did was, I said, yeah, it's just really unfortunate that this war on drugs produced this kind of a culture that video game makers can, you know, produce this kind of a game glorifying, the drug culture, so that, you know, people make all this money off. But just curious to get your guys' opinions on that.
I think that's a good tactic.
What did he say? I'm curious.
Yeah. Well, he thought about it for a second, and it led into the whole, you know, economics of black markets and all that kind of stuff. And I think he saw my point. I didn't convert him or anything,
right.
But I really did make him think that you know, the reason why the drug war is bad, you know, economically speaking, in black markets versus free markets.
Well, you know, I think it was a good technique. And, of course, you can't expect to convert somebody on the spot. It's going to take time.
Sure.
And he has to think about these things on his own time, and he'll come to his own conclusions. But really, I mean, think about it for a moment. If drugs weren't illegal, then that means they'd be produced in a controlled manufacturing environment like all of the other drugs that we're used to buying and chemicals over the counter. I mean, who could make a video game about that? How many games have they ever made where you're a lab technician and today your job is to go in and operate some equipment where you'll be manufacturing drugs? Then you'll change into the man who loads it onto the 18-wheeler truck and you'll drive it across the country. I mean, really, there's no excitement there. It would take all of the excitement out of the drug trade.
Exactly.
That's a great point,
so,
Mike.
That's good. Yeah, I like to use arguments like that and twist it around and try to spread liberty that way to, you know, get them to go against something that they already think.
We're glad you're out there doing it, man. Thanks for the call. We appreciate it. 800-259-9231. That is the toll-free number. 1-800-259-9231. It really is high time we got rid of the drug war, like, as soon as possible.
It's really causing most of the violent crime in America. People don't understand it. They don't get it. They think that
I don't know why they don't understand that.
Because they think that drugs are bad.
They think the drugs are causing the crime? Like, you take crack and go out and kill people?
Drugs,
that sort of thing?
To some extent, are causing the crime. I mean, it's a logical
The illegality is causing the crime.
They don't see that.
I know.
It's the illegality of the drugs that's causing the crime.
Precisely.
So they don't get that. They just see that the drugs are causing the crime.
Well, let's talk about security here. Washington, D.C., because we've gone off on the drug war before, and, of course, as always, you can call in and comment, especially if you're a drug warrior. Always want to hear from you. If you're somebody that thinks the war on drugs should continue, there's an open invitation for you to dial in here at 800-259-9231.
Any ideas you might have as to why the drug war should continue, I would love to hear them, because I can't think of one.
Well, there's big news out of the Transportation Security Administration, Washington. The TSA announced, this is from their press release, that it's adjusting its total ban on liquids, gels, and aerosols, effective as of Tuesday, this past Tuesday, that is. There are two significant changes. Travelers will be allowed to carry travel-sized toiletries, 3 ounces or less, because, whoa, those 4-ounce ones, look out.
Yeah.
That fit comfortably into one quart-size clear plastic zip-top bag through
security
checkpoint.
It has to be a quart-sized zip-top clear bag.
No gallons. Quart size. That's just.
I don't know how big a quart-sized Ziploc bag is.
Are they just holding up hoops now just to see who will jump through them at this point?
Looks that way. It looks like you're just not allowed to have a regular size container of shampoo. I don't know about you, but I don't keep travel size containers of shampoo. I don't even have travel size containers to put the shampoo in. I could, but I'd have to go out specifically, go to some place that has these, and you know how I live. I'm a bachelor. I don't go to Walmart very much. It doesn't interest me. Well, I live like a bachelor, though. I don't live with my wife.
Yes, that's true.
I'm sure she could handle, if I were living with her, I'm sure she could handle finding the little containers to put the shampoo and the conditioner and the hair stuff in. And what about hair stuff? It's not like that stuff transfers easily, necessarily, depending on the type of hair stuff, into a smaller container.
Yeah.
They're just trying to make it difficult.
Well, there's a little bit more good news. Travelers may also bring items, including beverages, purchased in the secure boarding area on board the aircraft. So no bringing a water bottle from home, but if you've bought it in the secure boarding area, then you're good to go. So, I mean, that's good and everything, but really, what brought this about? According to TSA's Kip Hawley, quote, after the initial total ban, we've learned enough from the UK investigation to say with confidence that small travel-sized liquids are safe to bring through security checkpoints in limited numbers. We've also taken additional security measures throughout the airport to make us comfortable allowing passengers to bring beverages and other items purchased in the secure area on board. Really? Okay. We've looked at the details on this claim that you can build a bomb from chemicals in the airplane bathroom, and it's been found to be totally false.
It's not totally false, but it's ridiculous.
It's ridiculous and only
it's
possible...
It's ludicrous in the extreme.
Only possible on like a six-hour flight or something like that if you were able to stay in the bathroom the whole time and not die from the fumes from all the chemicals. I mean, there's all kinds of different
and nobody
caveats.
Notices the fumes,
right? And there's all kinds of different caveats on it. But really, their claim originally was that you could sneak the chemicals in on the inside of a Gatorade bottle, like you could put some sort of sealed chemical packet inside the Gatorade bottle and then pour liquid around it. That way, no one would know it's there.
It would seem like you could see that if there was a chemical in there. It would be difficult to hide that even in a Gatorade bottle.
The label around the outside. It could float there in the middle.
They could inspect it, right?
Well, they could. Anyway, my point being here, they're claiming that they've taken extra security measures to deal with the products that are coming in to be sold in the airport. Oh, really? I mean, really, how much scrutiny are they giving these products? For instance, if I was a terrorist and I wanted to do something else on an airplane, which, by the way, I don't think if there are going to be further terrorist attacks, I don't think they're going to be plane related. But if I wanted to do that, maybe I could have one of my terrorist buddies get a job at the Baskin Robbins or whatever.
How hard could that be to get a job in the airport?
It'd be hard.
Doesn't seem like those are the highest paid.
Certainly not. They're not the upper crust.
No,
they
don't require a lot of English. For that matter.
So I get one of my buddies. I get one of my buddies a job at the Baskin Robbins, and I let him know that we're going to smuggle in some of these bomb making devices or these chemicals or whatever into their products that they get off their truck shipped into the store. Because are the TSA agents holding up each individual bottle of Gatorade and whatever Coca-Cola and inspecting them as they come into the store to be sold? I highly doubt it. These are a bunch of lazy bureaucrats who can barely, be bothered to lift a finger. You think they're going to be inspecting the incoming food products and drink products into these restaurants?
I think it's just a scam by the cosmetic companies and the drink manufacturers to sell more crap.
Well, yeah, you do pay more per ounce for a travel size anything.
Yeah, you absolutely
you're
do.
You're paying for the convenience. You're paying for that extra packaging.
And you know that they want to sell more. I mean, you and I were discussing off air just in our free time how it is that toothpaste manufacturers show you commercials of a big long line of big worm of toothpaste on top of a toothbrush. Well, the ADA recommends, the American Dental Association recommends, a pea-sized amount to brush your teeth.
I've tried the pea-sized amount thing, and I just don't feel like my teeth are getting clean.
That's because you've gotten
how
used to
a big
worm.
Pea? Are we talking about a sweet pea? Are we talking about a green pea? I mean, what kind of pea are we talking about?
I don't know. I just kind of squeeze it into the bristles a little bit.
More on the way. You take control of the airwaves. 800-259-9231, whether you want to talk about the TSA. We've got an airport hell story coming up. Or you want to talk about peas in the size of your toothbrush, toothpaste amount. More on the way. It's Free Talk Live.
It's a combination of the best that public broadcasting has to offer
and NFL football.
We should pass a law mandating a cooling off period after the next 9/11 type attack. We know we're going to get hit again, and we know we're going to freak out and pass Patriot Act 2, 3, 4, 5, and 6. And then we're going to feel bad that we acted in the heat of the moment.
Beating the ideas into the turf until something breaks. Common Sense with Dan Carlin.
Get the MP3 or podcast at iTunes or go to dancarlin.com.
Do you feel like you should be free to live your life however you want, so long as your actions don't harm anyone else? There's good news. You are not alone. Thousands of people like you are going to move to New Hampshire so we can reclaim our lost liberties. Be part of the Second American Revolution. Join the Free State Project. You can learn more at freestateproject.org or call toll-free 1-888-532-4604. That's 1-888-532-4604 or visit freestateproject.org.
Have you ever felt like the United States government knows way too much about your financial affairs? I continue to hear stories about property seizures, frozen bank accounts, confiscation of stocks and bonds. It makes me wonder if the U.S. citizen will ever again have the right to life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness. Unfortunately, with the Drug and Money Laundering Act, the IRS Revenue Ruling 6045 of 1984, and the Trading with the Enemy Act and Franklin D. Roosevelt's Executive Order of 1933, some precious metal holdings are subject to government intervention. For this reason, Midas Resources has prepared a report explaining the boundaries of trading precious metals privately. Whether if you have any intention of trading with Midas Resources or not, I have instructed my representatives to give this report out free. Call for your free copy at 1-800-686-2237. When investing, always proceed with caution. Again, call 1-800-686-2237. Exercise your legal right to trade metals privately. 1-800-686-2237.
Is your child disrespectful, defiant, or obnoxious? Does everything turn into an argument with your kid? I'm behavioral therapist James Lehman. I'll help you turn your child's behavior around right now with the Total Transformation.
After the Total Transformation, there's no more arguing, no more lecturing, no more back-talking. Now when I ask him to do something, he does it.
We've learned verbiage from the Total Transformation Program, and it's almost like magic. If you say those words, they stop arguing.
Defiance, back-talking, lying, acting out in school, even problems with ADD and ADHD. The Total Transformation will help you solve even the worst behavior problems. I guarantee your child will listen to you again, and you'll get peace and sanity back in your home.
Call now and get How to Turn Your Child's Attitude Around in 1 minute or less free with your order. 1-800-373-0402. 1-800-373-0402. Call now. 1-800-373-0402. 1-800-373-0402.
By now, it is no surprise that the U.S. ranks 37th in the world in occurrence of chronic illness, according to the World Health Organization. Due to modern farming and food processing practices, our food supply has become nutrition deficient, deficient in nutrients essential to good health. It is time to take back your health. Everyone has the right to good health. Join the self-reliant families, entrepreneurs, and the company pioneering cutting-edge glyconutrient technology. The wellness revolution is projected to be a $1 trillion industry by 2010. We are looking for people who are serious about bettering their lives and the lives of the people they love. Better health is possible. To learn more, go to therighttogoodhealth.com. You have the right to decide what is attainable in your lifetime. You have the right to build a healthy lifestyle that you can share with your friends and family. You have the right to achieve self-reliance and financial independence. And you have the right to good health. Visit therighttogoodhealth.com.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231 and log on at freetalklive.com.
This is Free Talk Live, your show. You take control. Toll-free number 800-259-9231. Again, 1-800-259-9231. It's Ian here with you.
And Mark.
You can join us on our website, freetalklive.com. Everything there is totally free. The bulletin board system is there. There's over 130,000 posts. There's over 1,200 people interacting. Lots to talk about. Serious issues, fun stuff, and everything in between on the BBS at bbs.freetalklive.com. Again, like I said, it is free, like everything on our site, bbs.freetalklive.com. Plus, you need to know that Free Talk Live is brought to you by the Free State Project, your only choice for more personal freedom and smaller, less intrusive government. To learn more about joining the Second American Revolution, Go to freestateproject.org. Again, that's freestateproject.org. We're going back to the phones and back to the fun. Let's talk to Cato in Tennessee on the Amplifier line. You're on Free Talk Live. Hello, Cato.
What's up, guys?
Hey, man. What's on your mind?
I'd like to talk about the economy tonight. I was listening to a local radio talk show host who was talking a little bit about the other day about it and got me to thinking about, you know, some things. And
all right.
The main thing was the federal government's interference with the nation's ability to create wealth. Instead of making products or providing services, much of what in our economy we consider wealth, you know, GDP, is just simply shuffling money around. You know, I list a number of things in an email to this guy. One is the compliance cost, which is something that, you know, most people don't talk about. And that's the cost for individuals and businesses to comply with tax codes and government regulations.
Like OSHA, for instance.
Like that. Yeah, OSHA, EPA, you know, Americans with Disabilities Act.
And we're just talking about, are we just talking federal here, Cato? Because you can't leave out all the local regulations either.
Yeah, this is actually the total I came up with. I didn't break it down, you know, federal, state, and local. But out of our economy of about $11.75 trillion, last year that came out to be $1.4 trillion, or 14% of our economy.
You're talking about compliance and with regulations is 14%?
Regulations, 15%.
Wow,
and,
that's tremendous.
Right. And see, this is the problem with that, of course, is that this is the money that's going to, you know, McDonald's for hamburgers, or to build plants, you know, or to provide services for people. This
right.
is just money that's going to accountants and lawyers so that businesses can comply with all these regulations.
So they don't have armed men with guns coming in and shutting their business down.
Right. Now,
so wait a minute, let's rephrase this. Hold on, before you go on, let's rephrase this. What you're saying here, Cato, is that according to the numbers that you've crunched here, 15% of business, of the entire GDP is essentially businessmen paying bribes to the government.
That's a good way of putting it, yes. Yeah.
Wow. It's
incredible.
Stunning.
Yeah.
And now, if that was all back in the hands of the businessmen, then it really would be put into products and put into services
and
real
more jobs.
Yeah, there you go.
Right. Well, and here's the other good thing. If you all want, I'll give you the website when I'm done with this where I got these figures. But
okay.
The good thing is, not the good thing, the really bad thing, is since 88... the compliance costs have risen about 8% per year, okay? Which means, based on what I was sort of able to figure out, I'm not a statistician or an economist, so someone else can crunch the numbers, but this year's GDP growth will actually be about 1% less than the government reports, the real GDP growth.
Now, why is that?
Because instead of 14.9%, it's going to be 14.9% times 0.08, which is 15.1-something% of the economy is going to compliance costs. And, of course, every year that is 8% higher. So every
wow.
year that rise.
Right. Well, they can never get
yeah.
enough. I mean, there's always another rule that can be written. There's always another regulation that can be added to the books. And people are never safe enough from these dangerous corporations and their products. So we have to regulate
right.
them and keep everybody safe. And, of course, that's how they make it. That's how they make these things happen, Cato. They scare people. They say, well, we need government regulation. If it weren't for government regulation, then the food that you get would all be poisonous. If it weren't for
right.
government regulation, then you'd be a dead man, which is just
yeah.
nuts. Because
right.
as though companies and food producers and whoever else wants to harm their consumers, as though they want to bump off the people that they're trying to get to buy their products.
Yeah, exactly. And, you know, that's $1.4 trillion, like we've said, that's not gone to create anything,
yep.
you know, to do anything.
You know, it's really a tragedy what you're talking about. That's that's a lot of money that could really be put towards wealth. And you're leaving out taxes and all the other essentially
right.
sucking off the economy that the government does.
Right, yeah, we haven't even talked about, you know, taxes. And, you know, the real reason corporations are leaving the country isn't their outsourcing labor for cheap labor. It's because of the taxes and compliance costs.
You're absolutely right.
Well, and that's things that politicians, you know, they're not going to talk about that stuff.
Of course not. Cato, we're glad you're here talking about it. Thanks for the call, man. Appreciate
all right, thanks.
It. 800-259-9231. He's absolutely right.
There's no way. It's so difficult to do business. I mean, people do make money and people do get rich in America, but it's so difficult because the government's put so many strictures upon it. Whether it's the size of your bathroom for handicapped people, or how much you have to pay people, or what sort of benefits you have to provide to your employees.
Now before we keep talking
OSHA rules,
about what's wrong, and it's easy to point out
immigration
what's wrong
rules.
Before we continue on this line of thought, Mark, we should probably talk about the solution. Because when we say that, well, regulations cost all this money and this is a waste of money, blah, 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 well, there's going to be people out there thinking, do you want people to get hurt? Do you want people to get hurt by products? If you take away regulation, it'll be a scary world. Well, what can we do to allay those individuals' fears? It's very simple. Instead of one monopolistic governmental organization regulating one area of business or another area of business, whether it be OSHA or whatever, you name it, there's a whole bunch of regulatory boards, especially even down to the local level. There's state boards and local boards. What we would want to do is replace those boards and regulatory agencies and authorities with voluntarily compliable third-party regulation. Essentially certification is the word I'm looking for. So, for instance, you've probably seen certifications and maybe not even really thought about it, like Underwriters Laboratories. You'll see that stamped on the bottom of toasters and other appliances, and that means that a private agency known as UL, Underwriters Laboratories, has inspected this product and has determined that it has been built to a certain quality level that deserves the Underwriters Laboratory stamp. That means that this particular product isn't going to all of a sudden have a spark on the inside of the unit, catch a bunch of stuff on fire, and destroy your house. I mean, this is what the UL logo symbolizes, among other things.
Well, to a similar extent, Consumer Reports and those sorts of reporting agencies tell you what initial customer satisfaction is, what longer-term customer satisfaction is.
And they test products.
They test products.
And they don't take government money either. It's all funded by the people who subscribe to their little newsletter and subscribe to their services. And Consumer Reports is just one example of this sort of voluntary compliance idea that would be taken to an extreme if the free market was actually allowed to operate. Because, for instance, if you thought that Consumer Reports was a scam and they were being sold out, like they were selling out to the companies, for instance, just to move more products for certain companies, well, then you could start your own consumer rating agency and compete with Consumer Reports. And there could be Consumer Reports watchdog agencies that investigated these third-party agencies to make sure they were staying honest. There could be all kinds of levels of checks and balances done on a voluntary basis instead of forcing people to comply with government rules. More coming up. You take control. It is your show, Free Talk Live.
Hello, this is Amy Bjorklund. Thanks to a quantum leap in garlic research, the health benefits of 20 fresh garlic cloves are now available in one tiny capsule. With stabilized allicin, the proven power of garlic has been transformed into what is perhaps the most important medicinal product ever developed. And there's no odor. Stabilized allicin gives you and your family a safe, natural weapon that kills harmful bacteria, viruses, and funguses, all without harming the friendly bacteria in the digestive tract. This means strong immunity, fewer and shorter colds, and the best possible protection from deadly diseases, none of which prescription drugs can offer. What's more, this product can deter mosquitoes from biting you and safely keep fleas and ticks off your pets. Visit truthandexcellence.com, click the Truth and Excellence banner on GCNlive.com, or call me, Amy Bjorklund, personally at 805-595-2711, 805-595-2711.
Come on, Bill. 2 weeks ago, you were riding the bicycle. And today, you're showing up in your new car and telling me you're buying a house? What did you do, rob Bill Gates?
No, John, I didn't rob Bill Gates. What I did do is visit the website www.didyourobbillgates.com. That's where I learned how to make $3,000 to $9,000 each and every week, starting with my very first week. It's a simple program that does all the work for you. I'm already up to $25,000 just going on my third week.
Whoa. What was that website again?
It's www.didyourobbillgates.com. Now write this down, John. You should go there and learn how this program can help you become financially independent, too.
Thanks, Bill.
I'm going there right now. Check, please.
You got this one, right, Bill?
Sure, John. Don't forget, it's www.didyourobbillgates.com. Next time, you'll be buying me lunch.
Deal.
If you're tired of spending a small fortune every time you fill up, now you can do something about it. Ethos FR, a product used all over the world, has reported savings of up to 19% on gas and even reduced emissions of up to 30%. Ethos FR is easy to use and works with any kind of fuel, including gasoline, diesel, and ethanol. Ethos FR works by reformulating the gas in your tank to burn more completely, resulting in a cleaner engine, better mileage, more power, and fewer emissions. So visit ctsavegas.com and start saving today. That's ctsavegas.com.
Are your Federal Reserve notes looking for a safe haven? Mine found it in precious metals. Not paper promises, but actual gold in my possession. It is liquid, it is private, it owes no one, it cannot go bankrupt, and it maintains its purchasing power. Find your answer at Midas Resources. That's 1-800-686-2237. The answer is at 1-800-686-2237.
We understand that decisions related to health can be overwhelming. That is why at ResearchedHerbs.com we take pride in offering you herbs whose safety and effectiveness have been proven time and time again. For example, did you know that Live 52, the top-selling natural herbal supplement for liver diseases since 1930, is backed by over 300 research studies and clinical trials and prescribed by more than 200,000 health professionals worldwide? In fact, the effectiveness of all the herbs featured on ResearchedHerbs.com, including those for cholesterol, blood pressure, diabetes, arthritis, cirrhosis, and hepatitis, among others, is extremely well documented. Our website, ResearchedHerbs.com, was created to empower you with the information and answers you need to make the right health decisions. Researched and proven herbs at great prices. Visit us online at ResearchedHerbs.com or call 1-800-845-3841 for more information. That's 1-800-845-3841. Thank you for listening to GCN, the Genesis Communications Radio Network.
This is Free Talk Live, and you can take control of the airwaves. Toll free number 800-259-9231. Again, that's 1-800-259-9231. It's Ian here with you.
And Mark.
You can join us on our website at freetalklive.com, where everything's totally free. We've got the Shrine of Female Listeners there with dozens of ladies that have sent us their photo. And it's a validated photo, which means that in the picture, the lady in question is proving that she listens to the show. You can see what I mean by visiting the Shrine for yourself at shrine.freetalklive.com. Again, shrine.freetalklive.com. You know, I still want to keep talking about this government rules and regulations topic that Cato brought up last segment, because I think it's really important. I mean, not only is it important from the aspect of him pointing out that there's 15% essentially of the GDP is businesses complying with the costs of regulation?
And what I think that people may not understand here is that when we refer to businesses, we're not referring to Walmart, and we're not referring to Lockheed Martin.
I'm talking about everybody.
We're talking about everybody. And it's small business that really takes the hit from all these regulations. It's the small businesses that are just on the cusp of surviving. Whether it's, you know, somebody didn't have enough money to go into business and they, you know, because there's all these regulations and taxes involved, they didn't plan enough and didn't have enough money socked away, so they couldn't stay in business. It's those people that are most adversely affected. The big businesses love it. They think it's great because what it does is it runs competition out of the market.
You're right, but there's also another factor. Not only do big businesses love it because they can handle it. They've got the income streams. They've got the lawyers. They've got the compliance departments. If there's a new rule that comes about, they can absorb the rule and no problem. For a mom and pop on the edge, it's hard for them to absorb the new rules. But not only does it affect small businesses, but it also affects new businesses.
Right. New businesses are the most likely to fail. Most restaurants fail within the first year, and then many businesses fail within the first year.
And here's one reason why. It's because those who are established, those who are in a given industry, who have an established business, let's say plumbers, okay? There's licensing and regulation of all sorts for jobs like this, plumbing and electrical and all that. So let's look at the plumbing industry. You've got in your town, wherever it is you live, certain plumbers who've been in business for a long time. I mean, they got their daddy started the business and handed it down to them, and they handed it down to their son or whatever. And these are businesses that have been established for decades.
And they're making a nice little income for the people that run them.
As it turns out,
especially plumbing.
As it turns out, a lot, and in a lot of cases, when you look at the plumbing advisory board or the plumbing regulatory board, whatever it is that is the governmental agency that decides regulations and licensing rules for plumbers in your area or your state, you're going to be a little, you might be a little surprised to discover that, who's on this board? Why, looky here. It's the guys that are running the existing plumbing businesses in town. Same with the restaurant association. Same with you name it.
Yeah.
Okay? It's the guys that have been in business for a long time. They're established. They've got a clientele. And they don't want you or your friend starting up a business to compete with them and possibly take away their comfortable lifestyle, possibly take away their clients. They're not their clients. The clients they currently have in their business. And possibly make them have to compete for their business. So they pass rules and they pass regulations. And in many cases, a lot of the rules and regulations, of course, they're the ones coming up with the ideas, or their buddies in politics are the ones coming up with them, and they're protecting these individuals. What happens is the existing businesses are grandfathered in. So not only does it affect big businesses who can easily absorb any new costs of regulation, but the guys who are there and who've been there for a long time, they don't have to play by the new rules. Because they, whatever the reason is, because they've got friends in politics, and they don't have to. But you and I, Mark, who want to start our Ian and Mark's plumbing business, well, we've got to jump through all of the new hoops and all of the new regulations and pay all of the new licensing fees, which may amount to $100,000 or whatever. It costs $100,000 to get a taxi cab medallion in New York City.
It costs $100,000 to get a liquor license in most places.
So this is what
just
I'm
to be able to serve
about.
A beverage in your a particular type of beverage
and
in
that's
your
presuming,
store.
That's presuming there's one available because they limit sometimes the amounts and you might
and
not even be able to get one.
I think that you know, and the vast majority of the voting public are employees as opposed to businesses, and so they see it to themselves as this is a way to protect myself without me having to do my homework. But what they don't understand is it's these businesses that allow you to be an employee. Essentially, we're all in business. As an employee, you rent your time to a business person.
That's correct.
You're in business for renting your time and ability and skills to a business person. Now, if they went and started putting all kinds of regulations on employees, which they do have some, but if they put all kinds of regulations on employees, you wouldn't like that, would you?
Probably not. I know the employees don't like the regulations that do exist. I know young people that are working, 18-year-old, actually, I guess it's 16 and 17-year-olds, and younger, 15. These kids don't like the fact that the law mandates that they take a break every 4 hours. I remember when I was 16 working at the big Kmart, I did not like having to walk away from the electronics department, which is where I was working. If we were busy, I wanted to stay and help customers. I wanted to stay and do my job, but no, there was mandates and regulations that said I had to go back in the back, and I couldn't even operate the trash compactor. Like cardboard boxes when you were done unloading them.
These things have to be the safest things in the world.
Right.
I mean, you'd have to be able to crawl in and then close the door and then pull the handle from inside with the door closed in order to make it happen. But they of course, a 16-year-old couldn't run this. It's just too dangerous.
Too dangerous. You're too stupid, young man.
Imagine,
you might crawl in.
Imagine for a second that they actually enforced the 40-day work week. I mean, America would slow to a crawl.
40-hour work week.
Excuse me, the 40-hour work week. America would slow to a crawl.
Yep.
I mean, I don't know about you, but I put in more than 40 hours a week, generally.
I sure do.
Yeah.
But then again, I'm not working for somebody who's following
those
rules.
But what if some bureaucrat came in here and told you, because you're an employee of your own business, that you can't work more than 40 hours a week?
I'd tell them to flip off, is what I would tell them, except I'd change the first word. And also, when it comes to the 40-hour work week, I'm glad you brought that up, because mandating 40 hours to be the official amount of time that Americans are supposed to work, and if you get paid, if you're going over 40 hours, then there's a mandate in the law books that say you have to pay overtime. And that hurts people who want to work more. For instance, if you're working and you really need to get some extra money, and you come to your boss and say, look, boss, I know you've only scheduled me for 40 hours this week, but I need to get some extra cash. Can you give me some extra time? The boss is going to say, Mark, I'm sorry, but My budget is all tapped out. I can't afford to pay any overtime. Well, look, boss, I'll work for the regular rate. I just need to get some extra money. I'm sorry, federal law prevents me from doing that. You're going to have to find another job. You could still work here, but if you want to work more than 40 hours, you have to find another job. I might want you to work the extra 10 hours, but I can't give you the time if I can't afford to pay the overtime. So you're actually forcing people to go out and get two or three jobs because they can't get the hours they need. This is another side effect.
And, you know, every time you get a new job, you have to build a new skill set. It may not be a huge skill set, but you have to learn how to work their register,
sure,
or work their gizmos and carry around their keys and just all kinds of things that you have to learn how to do. Because, you know, on the first day, the first week an employee works for you, they're not worth anything. They don't even know where the bathroom is yet.
It's really just a slap in the face to everybody doing business, to the employees, to the employers, to the entrepreneurs. All of these regulations are a slap in the face saying, you are so stupid and so ignorant that you can't make your own decisions for yourself. We have to tell you how many hours you can work or how many hours you can pay somebody for working. We have to tell you essentially what you have to wear to work. And I mean, there's all kinds of regulations. It's such an insult. And we have to tell you how much you're going to get paid because you're too dumb to make these decisions on your own.
You know, and the 40-hour work week thing, a lot of people support that because they like the idea of time and a half being offered to employees. A lot of employees,
sure,
support that because it's nice to be offered the time and a half when it comes around. But what you're doing is you're stifling competition. If you think competition is good and competition is what built America, that's what I think.
Oh, yes.
Then by having this hour, you know, the time and a half thing going on where somebody can't work extra hours at a regular rate is stifling that competition between the employees
totally
for that time. Yeah, I'd love to get the time and a half too, but I may not be willing to work extra more than 40 hours a week at the regular rate. Well, somebody else is, and that person deserves it because they're willing to work for it.
Exactly.
And I'm not.
800-259-9231. You want to support regulation, love to hear from you. 1-800-259-9231. I support voluntary, market-based alternatives. More coming up, including TSA Hell Stories. Free Talk Live.
Do you know the truth about breast cancer? Do you realize that the race for the cure is over? The best-kept secret in the world today is that now it's possible to kill cancer without personal suffering, mutilation, and poisoning of your entire system. Now it's cancer's turn to die with LaserMed Incorporated's patented methodology. Without cutting, bleeding, drugs, or damaging radiation, we can destroy skin cancer and breast tumors of any size without adverse side effects at a physician's office. Star War technology at its best. For more information, call 702-953-0267. 702-953-0267. Or visit www.lasemedinc.com. That's www.lasemedinc.com.
Surely you've heard that ignorance of the law is no excuse. I'm Jim Babka with DownsizeDC.org. So what's the excuse for your representatives in Congress? Their ignorance is even worse. They don't even read many of the laws they pass. At DownsizeDC.org, we're proposing a simple but powerful idea, the Read the Bills Act, to force Congress to read the laws they pass. Why? Because we believe the federal government is way too big. Visit DownsizeDC.org because ignorance is no excuse, even for a congressman.
What's the worst thing about listening to the radio? The commercial breaks are too long. Now, for just $3 a month, you can help Free Talk Live reduce the amount of time we spend playing commercials and get some really cool bonuses. Your contribution will help us get the show on more radio stations and MP3 players. For pennies per day, you'll help spread the message of liberty around the world. For more information, visit amp.freetalklive.com. Consider becoming a Free Talk Live amplifier today for just $3 a month at amp.freetalklive.com.
Want to know the secret to finding a shop that can keep your car running like new? Find the cleanest shop in town, where cleaning is top priority. Not talking about clean floors, but better shops have those too. I mean shops that have the best training, equipment, and chemistry to clean every air, fuel, and fluid system in your vehicle. Keep it clean, and you don't have to keep replacing parts. Find your clean shop at bgfindashop.com. That's bgfindashop.com. What's better than a tiny tiger in your tank? A tornado under your hood. A tornado is an easy-to-install, maintenance-free air twister designed to increase gas mileage. I personally commissioned independent tests to verify results in 6 vehicles, and all of them gained MPG with tornado. With today's gas prices, it makes sense to cage the gas-saving power of a tornado. Visit TornadoAir.com or go to Pep Boys, Napa, or AutoZone today.
Hey folks, Alex Jones here with an important question. When was the last time you used Pure Soap? I mean the hard-to-find kind that's all natural and not full of corrosive toxins and chemicals and detergents that just dry out your skin and have been connected to very serious health problems. Let me tell you something about the Calbin Pure Soap Company. There's a 100% unconditional guarantee on all their wonderful products. They're all natural, they're triple concentrated, they're factory direct, factory owned, and operated since 1947. Earth-free Pure soaps for bathing, laundry, and kitchen. Try Pure Soap once and I'll guarantee you'll never use anything else. Now for the first time, Calbin Pure Soap is available factory direct to you and your family. Save up to 85% off supermarket and retail store prices. Call today for a Calbin Soap catalog at 1-800-340-7091. That's 1-800-340-7091 or on the web at calbinpuresoap.com.
This is Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231. And get interactive at freetalklive.com.
This is your show. It is Free Talk Live, and you can take control of the airwaves. See us at the toll-free number, 800-259-9231, 1-800-259-9231. 9231, Ian here with you.
And Mark.
Join us on our website at freetalklive.com where everything's totally free. I got an email in today, Mark, about our Amazon deal. Like, I've been talking about it every single night on the show pretty much since we started the arrangement. It's a nice little agreement we have with Amazon. You know them, the world's largest internet retailer. In fact, they might actually be the largest retailer. They just have so much stuff. I mean, you couldn't possibly put all of the stuff that Amazon has under one department store roof. It's just not possible.
I suppose you could put one of everything.
And they have so many large item electronics and even furniture that, like, that'd be really difficult. Anyway, you go to Amazon.freetalklive.com, you do your shopping, whether it be DVDs, books, or high-dollar items like electronics and things like that. They've got it all for sale, and we'll get a percentage of the sale. And so the emailer asked me, well, what's the percentage you guys get? And I don't think we've ever talked about this before. Essentially, the way it works...
I don't think I know.
I was shocked when we joined the program. I thought we were going to get like 1-2%, something chintzy like that, right? But no, actually, it depends on how many products you move, how many items that you ship. So if you ship like 20 items, you're on the lowest tier, and you'll only get 4.5% or something like that. And I think it's 4% on all electronics. Like there's one category, electronics, that you always only get 4% on, but otherwise every other category. It'll scale up. And so currently, I checked our statistics, and I think we're currently in the 7% range.
That's pretty good.
Which, that's a hell of a spiff for just a lead for a sale. So the more products we sell, the higher up it goes.
I think it's almost, you're almost being the salesman, because the person's coming through you and buying it and that kind of thing. It's more than just a lead.
Well, anyway, we'll have to get like 10,000 items per month or something in order to... or per quarter in order to get to 8.5%, which I think is their highest tier. But either way...
We're in the second to highest tier, though?
We're like in the third to highest tier.
Okay.
We're getting there. And it's all thanks to you guys. You guys are ordering the products that you need and want for your... the guy was writing me saying that he orders like $200 to $300 worth of books every month for a class or something like that he does. And I thought, man, that is awesome. You got to get
$300 a month?
Yeah, you got to get...
He's spending a lot on this class.
Well, I guess he's in charge of the class or something.
I see.
Anyway, you've got to get the stuff anyway. You're going to do the shopping, and a lot of you are going to shop online. So now here's an extra reason to shop online, because a good percentage of the purchase
Yeah, besides the fact
comes
that they deliver it to your door, and you don't have to go out and spend time doing it.
Free Super Saver shipping on lots of items. Amazon.freetalklive.com. Go check it out and buy some stuff. Again, Amazon.freetalklive.com. To the Amplifier line. It is the hour of Amplifier calls with Michael in Wisconsin. You're on Free Talk Live.
Oh, good evening, gentlemen.
Hey, Michael. What's on your mind?
Well, I just wanted to drop about three quick things on you on immigration.
Okay, sure.
It appears that America is going into some kind of a labor shortage.
Really?
Really.
I wouldn't doubt that. I see want ads in the newspaper. I mean, the newspaper's just filled with them. I think that America might be very well going into a labor shortage.
I'm checking out a blog post from Daniel Griswold at the Cato Institute, and he's got three real quick points here. First off, that the U.S. has frozen H-1B visas for non-immigrant workers. They're only issuing 65,000 of them every year.
Now, what kind of visas are those? H-1B visas?
Those are the non-immigrant worker visas.
Okay, so
like
what? So they
workers.
Can come here and work. That's it. Temporary
right.
work visa.
Huh, okay.
Right. But companies are saying they need a lot more than 65,000 people on these visas. They just can't get enough people.
I wouldn't doubt it at all. I mean, our economy's essentially grown because of our immigrant, illegal, basically, immigrant population coming across the border.
Well, yeah, but now we've got these fools in the ICE that are sending them back, that are rounding them up by the hundreds.
Well, you'll love the next point, then. President of the Federal Reserve Bank of Dallas went to Mexico this week.
Mm-hmm.
And he gave a speech there, and he said in the speech that, yes, we're having a labor shortage. All over, truckers, hotels, companies, you name it, they're having a labor shortage.
Okay.
All over the economy.
Yeah, how much English do you have to be able to speak to drive a truck or clean a hotel room?
Not a whole lot.
No, not a whole lot.
But it kind of shoots down the whole argument of they're taking our jobs.
Well, of course it does. And that was a ludicrous argument to begin with.
Well, the argument isn't really that they're taking our jobs. The argument is that they're causing our jobs to be lower paid. They're introducing competition into the job market, and I don't like it. It's the same reason for regulations.
We don't have a problem with it, but apparently these yokels do.
Everybody has a problem with it when it comes to, pretty much everybody has a problem with competition when it comes to directly with them, because humans are competitive creatures, and we want to do as well as we possibly can, for as little bit of work as we possibly can.
Okay, we like it when everybody else competes. It's just when the competition gets a little too close to home, that's when
people get, and they don't understand, in order to have freedom, you have to give it away.
Yep, that's right. Michael, there was another point there, I think. Yeah, the third one?
Oh, yeah, there was one last thing. I love the sound check.
You must be listening online.
He's talking about during the breaks. Yeah, we've been doing some sound checks, ironing out some kinks here. Was that it? I thought you had something else on the immigration deal.
That pretty much covers it.
Very good, man.
Thank you very much.
Appreciate the call. Thanks, Michael. 800-259-9231. Labor shortage in the United States, and we're kicking people out?
Can't have that. Can't have companies functioning at capacity. Good Lord.
I mean, what are going to be some of the, the results of this? I mean, if there's people that are desperate to fill positions,
well, you're going to be.
How's that going to devastate the economy?
You're going to be paying dishwashers $20 an hour in order to get somebody who's going to come to work on a regular basis, because you just don't have enough people to wash dishes. And you're going to be paying lawn service people twice as much. I mean, you're going to be paying twice as much for fruit.
Because there's not as much available for you to actually select from as far as choosing a lawn service guy. They're all so busy or whatever. They've all got contracts out the wazoo. And why do they want to come and see you? You're going to have to pay them more.
Yeah. I mean, people coming into this country give us lower prices in the things that we buy on a regular basis. Yes, they compete for our jobs. And yes, at times, they do drive down the wages, but they also increase the economy by buying things.
Sure.
So they the very same job that you're having increased competition for, there's more demand for.
Plus, even though it's ludicrous to believe that all wages will be driven down, even if it was true, it just means that prices would fall probably as a result. I mean, if I don't have to pay my employees as much, I can pass the savings on to my consumers. I can pass the savings on to the people buying stuff from me. I was talking on the side of the road today. We were doing the IRS protest here in Keene, which is like a weekly event. I was talking to one of the other protesters there, and he was talking about how he doesn't like Walmart. And he was suggesting that one of the reasons why was because Walmart, you spend your money at Walmart, and then they send it out of the area. And he thought it was important to spend money in the local economy. And I said, well, I think you're not looking at the full picture here. Walmart allows consumers to spend less and get more. So, for instance, I can go to Walmart and buy a bottle of mouthwash for $1.50. Or I could go down the street to Joe's local shop and buy the same bottle for $3. Why would I want to go and spend $3 when I can spend $1.50? If you take that savings that I'm making on the bottle of mouthwash and all of the other products that I'm buying at in my shopping trip, and you multiply that savings out times all of the people that shop at Walmart, then you've got a tremendous amount of savings going on.
They can spend that in the local economy.
Exactly. Yeah. And it doesn't all leave. And there are people working for Walmart who get paid. And, of course,
I understand both of the arguments on that microeconomic level. And I think they both have validity. And I think, obviously, Walmart's not going to go out of business because, you know, some people intrinsically understand it. And when I say intrinsically, they don't know what the argument is, but they get that the savings is theirs and that they'll have more money. And then some people get that they should spend money in their local, with their local establishments. I personally like the experience of, you know, buying from local people.
So do
and
I.
Don't
I'm
do
fine
it.
With it.
I don't do it all the time. Sometimes I go to Walmart for things because I happen to know how to find something in Walmart, or for whatever reason, I decide to use Walmart. I switch back and forth because I realize that both of those arguments had validity.
Well, and
neither one is right, nor is it wrong.
I agree with that, and there's reasons to do both. I mean, the reason to shop locally, of course, is to get service. Like, if I want service on a bicycle or something like that, I'm going to shop locally. I know that the gimp over at Walmart who's running the sporting goods section is not going to be able to fix my bicycle if something goes wrong. I'm going to go to a local shop where I'm going to be treated like a customer who's really important.
Mm-hmm.
And if I want to get a bunch of items all in the same place for a good price, I'm going to go to Walmart to take care of that.
Right.
So I think that
you might buy the bicycle at Walmart, but you'd service it locally.
Maybe so. It depends. I mean, even a local bike shop can still get competitive rates on bicycles, because that's all they're buying. They're not buying a bunch of other stuff at the same time as well. More on the way. Hour 2 is coming up, including a story about the TSA. What happens if you have a bottle of water and you write something on the outside of the bottle that's a little disparaging about the head of the TSA? Well, one passenger did that. We'll find out what his story is coming up. It's your show, Free Talk Live. Free Talk Live has partnered with Amazon, the largest internet retailer. Imagine a department store category, and Amazon has it. Books, electronics, office products, furniture, jewelry, automotive, toys, clothing, sporting goods, and dozens of other categories. Now you can shop and support Free Talk Live by entering through our website. Just go to amazon.freetalklive.com, and Amazon will send us a percentage of your purchase. You're going to do the shopping anyway, so remember to enter through our site, amazon.freetalklive.com. That's amazon.freetalklive.com.
Are your Federal Reserve notes looking for a safe haven? Mine found it in precious metals. Not paper promises, but actual gold in my possession. It is liquid, it is private, it owes no one, it cannot go bankrupt, and it maintains its purchasing power. Find your answer at Midas Resources. That's 1-800-686-2237. The answer is at 1-800-686-2237.